Hello and welcome to another enlightening episode of Yashoda Health Podcast, your trusted source for valuable health information. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi, and today we delve into a topic that has the power to save lives and offer a second chance, life-saving heart transplants, what you need to know. This episode is a deep dive into the world of heart transplantation, a medical marvel that gives hopes to those with severe heart conditions. We are honored to have with us leading expert in this field, Dr. Giridhar Hariprasad, Consultant Heart Transplant and Cardiothoracic Surgeon at Yashoda Hospitals, Secunderabad. Welcome, Dr. Hariprasad.
Hi, Dr. Lakshmi.
So to begin with, let's provide our listeners with a clear understanding of heart transplantation. Could you explain what a heart transplant is and the circumstances that lead to this life-saving procedure, Doctor?
Sure, Dr. Lakshmi. So heart transplantation, like the name suggests, is a procedure where the failing heart of a patient is taken out and replaced with another good heart from a brain-dead donor. That is exactly what heart transplantation is all about.
So can you take us through the process of heart transplantation, Doctor?
So when do we really do a heart transplantation? So when we have patients with failing hearts, which is their heart function has reduced to such an extent that it is not compatible with life. So the normal heart function is about 75%. And when we have patients who have a heart function below 25%, that is when they become candidates for transplant. Of course, this is only when we know that patients with such a low heart function are not able to improve their heart function in spite of any kind of medicines or any kind of devices like CRTD, ICDs, ECMOs, IABP. All these kind of devices help to increase the heart function. And when we know that these are also not helping the patient, then we need to go in for a heart transplant.
So can you briefly take us through this process of heart transplantation, Doctor?
So when we have a patient who needs a heart transplantation and he comes to our outpatient, first of all, we counsel the patient and his or her attenders about what the whole procedure is and why they need it. They need to fully understand the implications of heart transplantation, the risks involved, and what they need to do after the surgery. Only having explained all this and once they've understood, we take them through the entire battery of tests that we have. These will include blood investigations to see if they have any antibodies which will react with the donor heart, and also a full body checkup so that we have a clear understanding that no other systems are affected and the rest of the systems in their body like the liver, kidney, the lungs, the brain are all functioning well, and we will not have any problems with regards to that after the transplantation. So one of the main tests that is also done is called the right heart catheterization. And this small little wire is passed through from the thigh, and this is done in the cath lab. The pressures of the heart as well as the pressures of the lung are measured from within. This is very important because this becomes the crux of deciding whether this patient is a good candidate for heart transplant, because if the pressures are very high in the lung, then we cannot go ahead with heart transplant. And we also probably need to think of a heart and lung transplant. So once this is done, this kind of assessment, then we put the patient on a registry. It's the government registry, and the patient will be on a list. And based on their symptoms and whether they have any devices, they will have a priority as given to them by the government. And then we wait for a donor. So we will get donors who are brain dead. Usually they would have been afflicted by some sort of trauma accident, or it could be some brain bleed which they have succumbed to. So the patient's heart will be fine and they will be brain dead. Then we counsel the patient's attenders. And if they are accepting to donate the organs, then we go ahead with retrieving the heart from the brain dead patient and implanting it into the recipient.
I think that's very well explained, Doctor. So can you discuss the challenges and limitations of heart transplantation, including any specific factors that may complicate this procedure?
So the challenges that are involved in heart transplantation today is that we have a heavy paucity of donors, which means that statistically there's a 40% rise in the number of patients who need heart transplantation, and that is the heart failure patients across the world. But we have just about 20% increase in the number of donations, which means there are so many patients waiting for heart donations. And this is something which we need to tackle with public awareness, increasing the amount of donations. Now, coming to the heart transplantation procedure per se, technology has increased so much that since the first heart transplantation in 1967, when the heart transplant patient survived only 17 days, we've now come to a situation where patients are surviving on an average 12.2 years. This is the world statistics. So we've come a long way. But of course, there are always the challenges of immunosuppression, which the patient will receive after transplantation. This is to prevent the body from rejecting the new heart. And these immunosuppressants also have a side effect wherein they decrease the immune system. So the patients are very susceptible to any kind of infections, viral, bacterial, fungal. So this remains the challenge in heart transplantation. And but overall, if you look at it, heart transplantation has come a long way. And like I said, the survival rates are so good and you can have a healthy life for easily around 10 years after heart transplantation.
So what about life after a heart transplant, doctor? What can patients expect in terms of recovery and lifestyle changes?
Usually a heart transplant patient is in the ICU for about a week, and then he will be in an isolation ICU for about 2 or 3 weeks. He gets discharged after 3 to 4 weeks, and we usually run a small test called an endomyocardial biopsy. This is just to make sure that the heart is not being rejected by the patient's body. And following this, we discharge him home. And once he goes home, he, for the first 6 months to 1 year, he needs to be very careful with the medications and also the environment that he is in, maintain a very clean and hygienic environment to prevent any kind of infections. And he will be on regular checkup. Initially, it will be within the first 15 days. Then it goes on to monthly checkups. He will undergo probably one or two more biopsies within the year. Following this, the patient usually has a very normal and healthy life. And I do believe that it all depends on the patient's attitude. And if the patient feels that he needs to get back on his feet and attain a normal life, I think he can. There is nothing that stops a heart transplant patient. There has been instances where heart transplant patients have undergone, have taken part in very severe, rigorous competitions like the Ironman, and they do cycling, swimming, running, all sorts of stuff. So there is nothing that limits a patient's life after a heart transplant.
I think that's really inspiring. So finally, as we conclude, what message would you like to convey to our listeners about the profound impact of heart transplantation on individuals and their families?
So yes, heart transplantation has come a long way since its first transplantation in 1967. And technology has improved so much that our success rates are very good. We have a 90% survival rate at the end of first year, 80% at the end of 5 years. And like I said, a median survival rate of 12.2. So let's say just having a 10-year survival after heart transplant, which is very, very good. And it is not something that you need to be scared of. But yes, we need to be aware of when we need a transplant and what happens to us after transplant. And if awareness is increased, then definitely we all can have a much better life.
So thank you for sharing your expertise and insights on this life-saving procedure, doctor. It's been an eye-opening discussion.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lakshman.
And to our listeners, remember that knowledge and awareness can save lives. Stay informed, stay well, and tune into our next episode for more valuable health insights. Thank you.